it wasn't John. All right. It wasn't just Julia. I didn't turn on my headset. You want to laugh with me? Like what a moron I am? And you behaved... You behaved as if you had heard. Like I was talking about matzah, and she responded with her familiar anguish. So that was very interesting. We may be connected more than just with the sound. Consider that our connection may be stronger than we thought. Anyway, so let me start it over again. So Dorothy is back. Let me wait for Dorothy. Okay, so who is on the line is Dorothy, Leah, Mata, and Rodrigo. And I really, just really hoped that there was not going to be anybody on the call who is not in our Activate Divinity Meditation, or whatever that is called, course, because it is very important that we have some conversations. So the conversation we need to have is how to get into the state of no ego. The way you get away from anything is that you distinguish it intimately. So unless you can recognize thinking as thinking, and unless you recognize that you identify yourself with the thinking, you can't get away from it. So how do you recognize that thinking, that your mind is not you? I'm sorry. How do you recognize that you consider it you? You have an experience that you are not willing to go away from it. That is how you recognize that there's an identification. It has to be thought over. Whatever you were thinking, it has to be thought over. But the truth is that you are not thinking. It is thinking. And you say, that's me. So raise your hand if you can get that. If not, we are going to go deeper into it because it's going to be an issue for most of you. So if there is an attachment, and you can feel the attachment, it is thinking, and it feels important, the it is the mind. The mind is not you. The mind is a space inside which thinking happens. The automatic thinking, independent of you. It just wants to think. It considers itself the heart of your whole existence. And you, like when you do the meditation, we send you into the hand, that's the self, that is not thinking. And yet the thinking goes on. So even when you take the self out, the thinking goes on, and that's okay. If you don't consider yourself the thinker, the thinking stops. So if you close your eyes, and by the way, if you have anguish, that is the sign that you were already thinking, but we are going to talk about anguish a little bit more. But at this point, there is no anguish without first thinking. There must be a thought that I'm wrong, or it's the opposite of what I learned from another teacher or some other thing that is not you. Would you think that? Let me just lower everybody's hand and ask the question. So there are, Audrey just came on, so there are five people. So would you think, as I am teaching something, that somebody else said something different? Would you think that, and would you consider that a relevant thought, that you, not the mind, but you would consider that? Would you raise your hand if you would? Okay, so Matza raised her hand. Why would it be relevant? Matza, I'm going to open your line. Why would you give all yourself to that thought somebody else said something different?
Because it comes, it's like learned, like a habit.
Yeah, well, but that wasn't the question. What would the mind do? The question is you, the person who is pure consciousness. Do something with your headset so that I can't hear myself. Like put it further behind or closer to your ears, or you're not on a headset, right?
Yes, I am.
It's too close to the microphone. Put the microphone under your chin.
It's better.
It's okay. I don't need to talk to you anymore. I just talk to you without listening, and it is better. Thank you. All right, I mute you anyway. So the you, the immortal you, is not your mind. Now, if it is not your mind, then it also doesn't care about comparison. Doesn't care about what is the truth, what is the not. There's no, when I say care, it means concerned. It's like, oh, if somebody said something else and you're saying this, then only one of them is true. What is the thought there, or what is the concern there? I'm going to open Matsa again. If only one of them can be true. Of course, I can hear myself again.
I cannot do anything about it.
Okay, so answer my question then.
So can you repeat it?
See, you were concerned and you didn't hear a word.
Yeah, I was concerned about this technical problem.
Yeah, which means that you are not going to go anywhere as long as you are concerned about a technical issue instead of being able to be present to teaching. You're not going to go anywhere. You're stuck. You can only go down if you keep on being concerned. Anyway, so the question was, I'm going to mute you while I'm talking. So the question was, if you are not your mind, if you are the observer, the one that is listening, is an immortal being, then nothing I can say will ruffle your waters, ruffle your feathers, make you concerned. But if you are in the mind and I say something that's the opposite or different from somebody else said, and you get all anguished, what is the mind's concern? Okay, now you can answer. What is the mind's concern?
If it is right or wrong?
Even more. Which one is right?
Or who is right, who is wrong?
Which means you're going to compare and you're going to be stuck.
And maybe even take parts.
Yeah, take sides.
Sides.
Vote. Now, can you stay in a conversation? I'm going to be triggered. Can you stay in the conversation if that is your attitude? or are you going to be pulled out by the mind and at best listen, like hear what I say as noise, but you are in trying to decide what is which one is right, which speaker is right. Your line is open. It was too much talking. You can't listen. See, here's the problem. It's every single human being that I encounter. They listen with their mind, which is linear. It can't grasp the whole thing. Which means, by the end of the sentence, you forget the beginning. Raise your hand if that is true for you. And if you didn't raise your hand, you just lied, I think. But I don't want to. Rodrigo, if you have raising your hand feature, then I prefer, because then I thought you. Oh, you don't. Okay, so then I'm going to just pay attention. Okay, good. So I thought you didn't raise your hand. That's why I said that you lied. Okay, so if it's a long enough sentence, like in the case of matzah, if it's a long enough sentence and complicated enough, then by the end, you get to the end of the question, you forgot, and you have to ask what was the question again. So why is that? Anybody wants to say? Maybe Leah, my mind person. Leah, your line is open.
Hi, I think it is because you're trying to go to the past. You're trying to remember what was said and keep it in your memory, and so you lose it.
No.
No? Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to explain why, and even though I didn't want to make a video, I will. So pay attention. I'm going to find my drawing tool. And the screen is making things. So here is the thing that you want to understand. It's like a snake biting its own tail. I'm going to first draw what the mind does. The mind goes like this, which means it's like a flashlight that is focusing on every sentence, every word, because it wants to understand it bit by bit, linear, or bit by bit. Okay? Raise your hand if you got that. Good. So that's what the mind does. That's how a computer works. You can't dump anything on it. It is, even if it looks like you dragged a document to go from one place to the other, it goes bit by bit. And until it's done, it has no idea what's going on. And if it wanted to go to see what's going on, it would have to go again bit by bit in the right order. Which means that the computer is only able to get if it goes linearly. There's no nonlinear computer. When somebody speaks and the speaking is long, the mind cannot keep up. It already lost. It is able to remember 7 bits. By the way, I intentionally bring it to the foreground because you can't even hold 7 bits, but most people can. You can train your mind to be able to hold 7 bits. The 8th bit is going to fall off. Now, what is the important thing to get about a question? The context. unless you get the context of the question, you didn't get the question. If you only get the words, you don't get the question. So I'm going to change colors if I can. Choose pen color, and I'm going to make it some orange. And I'm going to draw another eye. And here is how intelligence sees things. Okay? It sees all of it before, after, the connection of the words, can see where I'm going, even without me setting it. By the way, I did set the context. You just couldn't hold it because it was one bit for you, which means the way you hear context is also linear. So the question really was, what is the concern of the mind? What is the concern of the mind when it compares two sayings and only one can be true? What is the concern? And why would you have anguish? I'm going to lower everybody's hand, and if you raise your hand, I may ask you to speak. So what's the mind's concern? Mind, ego, ego mind. We are going to couple them because not that they overlap, but they work together. They are a team. Ego mind is a team. All right, Dorothy. So what is the concern there?
The concern is that you look good, that good. What you said sounded clever or intelligent.
No, in a specific situation, Rodrigo, correct. Okay, so in the specific situation that I was saying something about meditation different than your other teacher, because I was almost directly addressing it to Rodrigo, and he typed the answer and it's correct, but I want people to think. I want you to be able to think for yourself. So what is the concern then? Because you are not the speaker, so you won't look good. So what is your concern? What are you afraid for or afraid of? It could be depending what is your answer. You are afraid of or afraid for? Concerned about or concerned for? It disappeared. So I'm going to detail it. So if I am wrong and the other teacher is right, tell me what is the fear then. So I'm wrong, Sophie, and the other teacher is right, and what I am saying is garden variety horseshit. Okay? So what's the concern then?
You built your life on horseshit.
You're building a new life, right? Okay, so what is... what is the missing piece that could allow you to decide between two things? Because I mean, let me tell you, you probably can't decide which one is true. Let me just test it with people. So raise your hand if at this point you can decide if what I am saying is true or what somebody else is saying is true. Raise your hand if you have the capacity to say and you are the authority, by the way, because there is no truth outside of you. Okay, so Matza. I'm going to close your door for a second. Matza. What do you need to... Okay, I hate to talk to you, okay? If you talk to me like this when we have our sessions, you wouldn't be the one I have the sessions with. So you changed something.
No, I didn't change anything. I don't... This is very... I'm trying to lower the sound, and it doesn't go down.
Do you have a loudspeaker attached to your computer?
No, they are disconnected.
Okay, could you hold the left headset close, left thing?
Yes, I pushed it to my ear.
Well, push it not when you speak. Push it when I speak. Like now.
Okay.
Well, you were pushing when you were speaking. That's very dumb. Sorry. All right. So you raise your hand, which means you claim you don't need to press it when you speak, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So when there are two statements in front of you, how do you decide, or what's the faculty? What has to be there? And it's not an intellectual thing, okay? Mm-hmm. If it's intellectual, then it's not part of what we are talking about. Intellectually, none of these are true. Not that meditation teacher and not me meditation teacher. So what do you need to have there for you to be able to say, I can tell which one is true?
For myself, of course.
What is it?
Something inside me that, like a feeling that it is what I it's a feeling.
Okay, now has it ever happened that you had a feeling and yet you denied it? It's like, oh my God, I have a feeling that this is not going to turn out. And then everybody said, no, just do it. And you did it and it didn't turn out. Did it ever happen to you?
Yes. But I discontinued after a while.
That doesn't answer the question, because that wasn't the question. The question in the moment when the question arises, is this right or is this not? Something inside answers.
Yeah.
And it's like a feeling. It's not words. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
And what do you need to have to say, I am going to listen to that feeling instead of everybody else who's talking outside?
What do I need to have?
Yes. What capacity?
It's something.
All right.
Like inner guidance.
No. The inner guidance is the feeling. What do you need to have? Who do you need to be? Think of activators. Okay, it's not going well. Mata can't think of her feet. Okay, I'm going to lower your hand, close your microphone, and speak. If anybody of you can think, standing on your feet, raise your hand. As much as I love Mata, she can't think. That's a not have. So what do you need to have? Rodrigo said you have to be able to shut off the mind, but that's not the answer to a have question. It's an answer to a not have question. Okay, awareness. You already had awareness because you noticed the feeling, right? So what do you need to have? There are at least two or three people, by the way, in today's integration class have that issue. it's lacking. Audrey, Matza, what is lacking there? Not clarity, not divinity, not to look. What's the issue for Mat exactly? Rodrigo, correct. Exactly. So the missing piece is trust. Trust. Not faith, by the way. So trust. If you don't have trust, then your inner guidance is like pissing in the wind, really. Your inner guidance is pissing in the wind. You will not listen to it. What else do you need? If the outside world says loudly the opposite, what else do you need other than trust in your inner guidance? What do you need to have when the whole outside, correct, Rodrigo? Correct, Audrey. What else do you need? I need everybody to answer. It needs to come from your mouth, not mine. Matza, no. Leah, no. Dorothy, no. Okay. So what else? Okay, so there are three people that I said no. Try your hand on some other things. So what do you need when the whole world is arguing against what your inner says? What do you need to have? No, Dorothy, no. See, the reason you're not saying it, by the way, because you don't want it. If you had that, if you took responsibility for that, your life would change. Now, when I look at your life, you all three of you live without that. They are wrong. So that's not. Belief is the opposite of doubt. So we are not going to use, because belief, immediately doubt is there. So no. And detachment, attachment, no. It's right there. Muscle testing, you already had the feeling. You don't need to muscle test. The best muscle tester is your belly. 90-some-odd% of the population can hear in their belly, feel in their belly. And then you do it anyway. So why, if somebody tells you, try it, and the inside says no, and you still do it, what don't you have? All right. You're being dumb today. Courage, 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 courage to be you. Courage is lacking. Courage. Raise your hand if you got that. If you already wrote it, you don't need to raise your hand. Matza didn't get that? That's how you don't get that courage is missing? Good. See, until you get that you need to increase your level of trust and courage to even be able to get on square one in the game. You are still working up to be on square one. So why Matsa falls asleep or goes unconscious? Because it takes courage to be with what comes up. It's not pretty. It's not pleasant. It's scary. Why Leah goes into her head? No courage required. Going to think instead. And by Dorothy, whatever you do, Dorothy, it takes no courage. Which means with that courage, you will still go away from your inner nature, from the truth, from your truth, from your life, from your path, from yourself. You're going away. Your own way. So Matsa goes away, she goes to La La Land. Wah, wah, okay? Leah goes into thinking and justifying and pondering and whatever she does. And Dorothy, what is your favorite escape, Dorothy?
Well, I just don't do anything. I think, you know, I just go in little circles and until I get tired. And
no, but what do you do?
I give up. Or I don't even try. I talk myself out of it.
But what do you do? Or you talk yourself out of it? So let's hear a talk myself out of it script. How does it sound? So you would see that what there is to do for you is blah, blah, blah. Your belly says it. Everything in you says it. And what do you say?
I say I don't know how to do the whole thing, which is counterintuitive, because I'm not going to know how to do it.
So your way of denying yourself is to find excuses,
yes.
And you work vigilantly and over time, mulling over all the excuses that you have. And then when you can't do something, it says, I told you so. Is that how you do it?
I go to a certain point and that with the first barrier, then I kind of lose steam. It's my steam.
So what kind of things, I'm really curious, what kind of things do you deny yourself at? Everybody has their favorite, you have some aspirations, right?
Yes. Currently, I actually am trying to be healthier. I'm sorry, I'm coughing here.
I don't care.
I want to be healthier. I've been gaining weight because I know that I'm eating the wrong food for my body. And I can feel when I pick it up that it's not something that I need to eat anymore. Or I know from past experience that this is going to hurt my stomach. And I eat it anyway. Buy it anyway. Have it in the house anyway. Because I know that, you know, later at night when I'm hungry, that it will be the something I that will fill that scared part. It'll knock me out so I don't have to do it.
All right, so that's very similar to matza goes to sleep without food, but you,
yeah,
you use food to knock yourself out. Lovely. All right. Yeah, by the way, Leah, that word, belief. Let me open you for a second. So this is what you wrote. Belief in your own guidance, strength, is why you are, don't get offended, but you're a putz. What's a POTS? Do you know? Your line is open.
Well,
what's a POTS? What's a POTS?
I'm not sure. I think it's...
It's a limp dick. Limp dick. That's a putt.
So
limp dick.
Actually,
why are you a limp dick?
I don't think that I am. I think my mechanism is somewhat different. It's not the limpness. It's the back and forth. So like you said, you have a feeling in your belly. I have a feeling in my belly that might say, uh-oh, and then I go back and forth because I don't have the trust. So I don't know if that uh-oh is my guidance or if that uh-oh is anxiety in my mind. And so it's not that I'm limp and I have no direction. I just go back and forth. And so that keeps me stuck.
Okay, so look at the word belief and remember what I said about that. What is right behind belief? What's the shadow of belief?
Doubt.
Exactly. So what you're saying is what gives you your limp dickness is you go back and forth between belief and doubt. That's what you just said.
Yeah, or I go back and forth between belief A and belief B. And I have no way of discerning which one is the one that's coming from my guidance. I don't trust my guidance.
Where do you look?
Well, I do have that feeling in the belly. I do have that, but I always ask myself, well, is that
so
guidance?
So you just lied. Okay, so what you are saying, you just lied, right?
I don't think so.
Well, you said, I don't know.
I have the feeling, but I don't trust it. I don't know what it is. Is it anxiety? Is
You're,
it guidance?
You don't
is it...
not trust it, you ignore it. No anxiety in the belly. The anxiety is in the chest.
Well,
like that. What you just got, that is anxiety. Did you see
I don't I don't experience I don't experience it in my chest. I have had digestive issues, it's always been in my stomach since I was a child. So,
no, it means that you only pay attention to your stomach.
Maybe.
It means you are a two-bit viewer. You look through your mind, you look through your memory, always in the stomach. So you will go in the stomach, not where you lost the keys, but where there is light. Which means the more you come from the mind, the dumber you get. It's not personal. You're looking with your mind, not sitting and say, okay, so what was that? And actually finding what your stomach is saying. No. You are going to your mind and says, oh, I always feel in the stomach. Let me go to my stomach. Which means that until you actually get even just a millisecond in the present moment with anything, with your breathing, your belly, your anxiety, anything, distinguishing the mind, you will not go from A to B. We can do as many integration exercises as we want to. The reason I am having these conversations with you because you come here holding out your umbilical cord to plug it into me, but you're not willing to do anything for what you need to do. You need to actually do your work. So something happened between last time and this time, I think. And we'll see if that's true. But it seemed that one person from the course actually got that they need to do some work. They definitely didn't know in the beginning. She's the one, Cindy. She's the one who said, well, can you do an accelerated course, like 2 sessions a week? I want to be done with this in a month. I'm willing to pay extra. And I laughed. So why did I laugh? Anybody knows? Leah, your line is still open, so you can actually speak.
Well, it's not.
Why did I laugh?
It's not possible to take shortcuts in this. You can't accelerate it. It has its own rhythm.
But why? Why is it necessary to keep 2 weeks? Like, why don't I integrate once you find it?
Well, some of it has to do with focus. I think that...
No. No, it has nothing to do with focus.
Well, then I don't know.
Yeah, because you tried to answer from the mind, right? See, what you are not getting, I'm going to close Leah for a second. So what you're not getting, and none of you get, so some of you didn't come to that connection class where this hit the fan, the shit, okay? So Doug, who had like a sliver of his whole donut, this is the whole donut and also in between, right? And he had a sliver, right? And he found a piece that's 80%. Oops, my computers are jumping around. So I'm going to draw now with different colors so that you actually get the dramatic. Choose the pen color. Let's say make it blue. So this would be all the new stuff. So do you think that this orange sliver can hold the whole blue? Raise your hand if you think it can. Raise your hand if you know why it can't. Okay, so I'm going to type. So in order to integrate a part, the shadow of that part, the capacities trapped in that part, have to be reestablished. So if the capacity that was trapped in that part, like for Matza and Audrey, is trust, if the trust did not get reestablished through looking at the incident and what they lost and what they paid with and the grief, okay? If it didn't get the shadow, the framework, the wire that you can put the paneling on, then the part will never integrate. Will not. It will. You are going to put it up, and then the first wind comes and it blows away because there's no, so to say, foundation. It's not foundation in the ground, but like if you do siding for a house. And if you don't live in the United States, then let's say, what would you call, you know siding, Matza, right? Raise your hand if it's a yes. So if I should go around, do you know what a siding is, Matza? You don't know what a siding is. Siding is like paneling on the outside. It's made of plastic or made of metal or made of wood. And it's just an outside covering. So there is a wall, and then there is the paneling. Can you get that, Matza? Raise your hand. Okay, good. All right, so if there is no wall, but you put up like 3 stories of paneling, is it going to stay? No, right? The first wind is going to blow it away. You touch it, and it falls away. So you need the time and the work that you do on yourself to build that whole thing. It's almost that even if we don't do integration, that is already there. For Rodrigo to be able to see that he is the center of everything and everything is happening to him, and he can see his whole cone of vision is like a pin wide, and no he cannot give anything other but give lip service about carrying anybody else's interest, because he can only see it from his own eyes. He can't go around. He never sees sculptures. He can only see dot, dot, dot. Unless he builds a framework on which we can hang the piece that he lost in all those incidents, he's never going to be any bigger than he is. Okay, raise your hand if you can get that. Okay. So that is why there is time, but if you don't do your work, or if you don't know what your work is, that's why I gave so many one-on-ones again, and brought it up on all the meditation sessions and etc. Because it is, see, until you get more intelligent, I don't mean intellectual, intelligent, intelligence, be able to see with the larger cone of vision so that you can see the context, you don't know what your work is, right? Now, Matsa and Audrey luckily arrived to trust, but whether they built some foundation for trust or not, we'll see. We'll see. Rodrigo, do you think you built some foundation to it is more than just about you? Or are we going to try to hang the siding on? Okay, good. And what was yours? I don't remember everybody's. The more you emailed me, the more I remember. Dorothy, what was it that you needed to get? Something about personal responsibility, if I remember correctly, is it? Dorothy, type. I'm not going to open your line. Okay, so which means if you say it could be, then you didn't. Okay, so just be prepared that the integration doesn't build the wall. You would build the wall. Okay? And I don't remember, what was the incident that you were dealing with? I forgot. And your recording was very fragmented, because that's when the computer misbehaved. What was the incident that you were working on? And yeah, be prepared to tell me the same thing, because I don't remember. Sorry. Dorothy. You don't even remember the incident? Understanding you were the perpetrator means taking personal responsibility. You are the perpetrator. She says, it's my own doing. That is your way of taking personal responsibility. I'm the perpetrator. It's my own doing. No. Don't accept your cowardice. If you accept your cowardice, the way you have accept is succumb to it, and you continue perpetuating it, and that's what you're doing. So you need to be really, really aware of what comes out of your mouth, even if it's in your mind. Accepting my own cowardice. You don't mean accept, like have room for it. Yeah, but why did you go to the cowardice? It has nothing to do with cowardice. I did it. Okay, so very, very important. I know this is not supposed to be this session, but listen up. When you say, because of my cowardice, I blah, 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 are you taking personal responsibility, or the cowardice is the responsible? Raise your hand if you think cowardice is responsible. Everybody. If you don't raise your hand, then you are not getting it, right? If you say, because of my cowardice, blah, 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 who is responsible, you or the cowardice? And Dorothy, you are the only one who did not say. Is the cowardice responsible? No, I didn't say who you are blaming. Who is responsible? You or the cowardice? Who is responsible? You or the cowardice? No. No, you are not responsible if you have cowardice that can take you out. It's the cowardice. See, until you can get that, if you have a flaw, F-L-A-W, if you have a flaw, and you say, because of that, I am blah, 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 you did not take responsibility. And that's where you are at, Dorothy. You haven't taken responsibility. And you have between now and 4 o'clock to take responsibility. And chances are that you can't turn it around in 3 hours. It's okay. That's why I have it as a year-long program. That's exactly. I calculated that these are very, very, very high intrinsic values. Being responsible, being personally responsible for all of it, is one of the highest values, intrinsic values. You almost have to go and enter the dominion of enlightenment to be willing and to have that taking personal responsibility, by the way, builds the framework for the whole donut, not just the missing piece. Because every single piece that you lost or denied, I'll say it again, every single piece was because you did not take responsibility. Which means Dorothy deals with the pivoting point for every single person. See, when Audrey got that, the reason he got reared around his father, when Audrey got that she gets reared around her father, because she doesn't trust herself, not because she doesn't trust the father, she got really close to taking personal responsibility. Can you see that? Which means in that moment, when she says that, she entered, key in hand, the kingdom of heaven. Now, is she able to bring that to every incident and everything that happened in her life? We shall see, right? But the piece that she's working with, yes. Once she gets that that's exactly how it is everywhere, then she's going to be able to, in a jiffy, integrate herself and go and be in the high state. Okay? So to the degree that you get personal responsibility, to the degree that you can integrate. Now, there are some tricky things. So for instance, for Rodrigo to take personal responsibility, well, what do you take personal responsibility for when it seems that everybody else is wrong? They are doing it to you. I know these parts of, but I just want at least the five of you to not be an issue at 4 o'clock. So, Rodrigo, I opened your line. So what can you, by the way, personal responsibility is a can issue. I'm going to close you again. So the correct question to ask when it's about personal responsibility, by the way, that is how come I am where I am, because I invented this question. So Something is, this is the horrible thing that happened, okay? Everybody got it? Something horrible happened to you, around you, blah, blah, blah. And what people try to do is force it down their own throat or somebody else's throat and say, you're responsible. Well, for that whole blue thing, how could I be responsible? It was a earthquake, or it was my mother going crazy, or it was my wife living with my daughter, or it's the judge, or it's my wife lying in court. Got it? It doesn't seem that you could be responsible for it. And true, you're not. So the question is that I invented and actually propelled me from wherever I was to wherever I am is, what in that can I be responsible for? What? Not I am responsible. But what? Okay? What in that can I be responsible for? So let's look at Dorothy's, because it is possible to see there. So she's in the store. No, her issue is that she's gaining weight and she's sluggish and she has cough because of mucus, and she continues eating the wrong food. So the personal responsibility, what she could be responsible for, is what? Well, we could say she could be responsible for the food that she buys. But even before that, she says something, which means, for the most part, what you can always be responsible for is what comes out of your mouth, whether it's a thought or actual saying, it doesn't matter. Okay, so in Dorothy's case, I bet that there's something like, I am already screwed, nothing will ever help me. I am so flawed, might as well pig out. Dorothy, I'm going to open you for a second. Did you hear what I said?
Uh-huh, yeah. I might have said it unconsciously or quietly to myself. I usually don't.
But unconscious, well,
it's
well,
visual.
Can you see that you would have to have said something like that to yourself to completely throw up your arm and, I can't help it, I am going to have at 10 o'clock, I am going to get all the anguish come at me, my child is in bed, and I am going to need some comfort food that is going to make me feel so bad about my body that I won't have to worry about anything else. You have to have said something.
I look in the mirror and I say, I'm still overweight. I don't see how this is going to work.
That is not something that affects what you buy in the store. You want to look. See, when you answer the question, what could I be responsible for? You need to look what are the sayings that actually create the action. You can't directly be responsible for the action, because the actions always come from thoughts and feelings, and then the action, always.
But I don't even hear what I say. I don't know what I say.
Well, you're unconscious. Okay, so you're unconscious. The more bad food you eat, by the way, the easier it's to be unconscious. When your body is not happy, it's hard to be conscious. All right, but you are a chicken and cynical and resigned, and that's just, I muted you, so don't speak. So that is what you could be responsible for, being somebody who gives up even before they make a step. It's like, I already gave up, resigned. You're going to read the next article that I am still typing, the content, but you're going to see yourself. That is a kind of suicide that you commit. And then you make weak attempts to, but if somebody doesn't give it to you and it doesn't come as a divine intervention, if it's up to you, it's not going to happen. That's where you are at, and you can be responsible for that. Not like you can't change it at any moment, but that's where you are, and you can be responsible. And we could say that Leo could be responsible for saying, I have had stomach problems till I was a child, so I don't know if it's a stomach ache or a guidance. You could be responsible for that. Can you see that? And your whole life, it's such a simple, laughable statement, but your whole life is like being trapped on an iceberg somewhere in Antarctica.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, so it is very, very important to find the answer to the question, what could I be responsible? Now, if you can't find the direct cause, just start to gather stuff that you could be responsible for. That's how I began. This is, well, I could be responsible for saying this, and I could be responsible for saying that, and no direct relevance. But still, I create a lot of things, and eventually I will get to the core statement that is causing my life to be the way it is. Fat, miserable, not taking actions, getting stupid when the microphone is open, or getting dramatic, or whatever your issue is, right? And that's it. Okay, I'm going to close you. Okay, so we didn't do any meditation today. Do you still want to stay and at least go through some of the stages? Raise your hand if you do want that. Okay, go. Rodrigo, stay. Matza stays. Dorothy stays. Okay, so give me a minute that I can pee, okay? Okay, if you have to go, just go. And if you can stay, then stay, but give me a minute and a half to pee.